brought before the body.
You've heard the senator's motion. All those in opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 256 be adopted.
Would you like to explain your bill or your amendment?
Yes, Mr. President. Senate Bill 256 is a pretty simple bill right now, although I can tell by the distribution of amendments it may not be here in about an hour. Basically, it deals with what's known as the Safe Havens for Newborns Act. We have a law in the state that basically says if you have a child within the first 5 days of having that child, if you come to the decision emotionally that you can't handle this child and you want to give the child up, you're able to take it to what are known as safe havens, which are medical facilities, law enforcement, and physically hand the child over, and you have a 5-day window of doing that. The law was designed essentially to avoid, obviously, child abuse and death of people who just lose it and abuse their child, and you know, ultimately nobody wants that. The problem is our window is only 5 days, and most of the states around us have a much larger window. So in areas like Kansas City and St. Louis, where Illinois has a larger window, Kansas has a larger window, it creates quite a bit of confusion as to which side of the state line somebody's on, who can and can't do this. And quite frankly, the child abuse community, the advocates in that community feel that a larger window would be more beneficial. So all this bill does is extend the days from 5 days to 45 days, which brings us, you know, more in line with where other states are around the country, closer to what Illinois and Kansas are. I believe the Senate Committee substitute also added pregnancy resource centers as a place where a child could be turned over within that 45-day window, and I'm fine with that. And again, this is not leaving a baby on a doorstep and jetting out in the car. This is physically handing over the child to a firefighter, an emergency medical technician, law enforcement officer, something of that. So the child is safe. You can't just abandon the child and fall under this law. So that's basically what this bill does. Mr. President, I do have a technical amendment.
Send your amendment forward. Has it been distributed?
0.04S.
Send the amendment forward. Do you ask for a waiver of the reading?
It's already been distributed, so...
Seeing no objection to the waiver of the reading, it will be waived. Senator, would you like to explain Senate Amendment number 2?
Yes, Mr. President. Senate Amendment 2 adds some language to this bill which deals with qualifications for those providing emergency medical exams to children who have been abused. This is a bill that has been in the Judiciary Committee. It's also been included in part of the recommendations from the Interim Committee on the child abuse. It says basically right now the funding for reimbursement for non-emergency medical exams is not tied to any sort of training. What this does is it simply says for non-emergency medical exams, so we're not talking about immediately following the trauma, we're not talking about delaying any sort of exams, but sometimes you know, these exams are done days or weeks after the event and need to be done by trained professionals. So it says that the bill would allow DPS to establish guidelines for the training and qualifications necessary for those providing non-emergency exams. It also allows DPS to establish conditions when emergency or acute exam can be performed in order for the medical provider to be reimbursed. So this doesn't, again, doesn't affect the immediate rape kit that would need to be administered in some cases, and doesn't affect any immediate medical exams. And with that, I renew my motion.
Senator from Clay moves for the adoption of Senate Amendment number 2. Any senator desire to be heard? Senator from 15th.
Mr. President, I'd ask for unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
The committee, I think it's a good idea. Definitely support your amendment. But basically what you're doing here is just trying to make sure that that our students know that if they should be in this situation, that this is an option.
Most importantly, I think as we went through the committee hearing, I realized that getting this message out has been limited. It's a program that is very important and needed in our state, and so any way we can get this message out to the folks that would be affected, the more we need to do this.
Well, I appreciate your amendment. I appreciate your perspective, because there is, at least locally in Kansas City, there's a big effort to try and get this information out to the public, and by putting it in the schools, so that, you know, teenage mothers would know that this is an option should they find themselves in that situation and want to make this decision, I think is a great idea. So with that, I support your amendment.
Thank you for the inquiry and also a chance to additional response in that. As a former educator in school, that I realize sometimes schools don't know what their limitations are. We made this a may. It's not required. It's a may. That's important because I think it allows the school districts to do this at their option. But they also, by doing that, they know they can do this. And so it's
right.
It's a
forward thinking. So it's not a mandate, but it lets them know that, hey, if you want to teach this, the state has no problem with it and
correct.
Would encourage it.
And I think it's important to get that message out. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment number 3? Senator from Buchanan.
Inquire of the senator from Clay.
Senator from Clay, do you yield?
I do.
Thank you for taking my inquiry, Senator. I want to talk to you a little bit about the underlying bill because this didn't come through the Health Committee. It came through the Seniors, Families, and Pensions Committee, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm looking at page 2, and it says, a parent voluntarily relinquishing a child under this section shall not be required to provide any identifying information about the child or the parent. Why is that a good public policy? I mean, doesn't that leave the door open for potential, you know, problems?
Walk me through a scenario you think that would be a problem.
Well, how are you going to be able to actually establish the true identity of the child unless you ask for some identifying information? I mean, don't you think that the state has a compelling interest to know who it is that's entering the system?
So you're imagining a scenario where someone kidnaps a child and then takes it and turns it right over to the state?
Well, that would be one thing. Or what if there was a parent who had, you know, taken custody of a child, say, 10 years earlier or something? I don't know. Is this only for newborns?
Right. This is only for the first 45 days after birth.
Okay. Well, I don't know. What about the interest of the child to know something about his or her medical history? I mean, don't you think that at least the identity of the parents needs to be recorded somewhere in the public record about this child so that something happens, the child later in life develops some kind of a strange genetic disease that he or she would be able to at least try to find out the identity of the parents?
Well, I think we allow anonymity now under, several adoption circumstances. I'm not sure how this would be any different.
Well, I mean, you're putting into law that the state, basically you're saying that the state cannot know the identity of the parents of the ward that now they have, you know, the duty to take care of. You know, fiduciary responsibility for.
Well, the child is immediately taken to a hospital.
Well, I know, but I'm just wondering why it's such a good idea to. Why is it? I mean, can't we allow for the protections to the parent and still know who the parent is? I mean, is this a problem that parents say, oh, I can't have them know who I am or else I won't do it?
Well, I mean, again, this is language that was developed over the interim with the Joint Committee and the advocacy community. I think anonymity is something that we currently do in law for adoptions.
But we don't have absolute anonymity. I mean, there is anonymity. I mean, you know, if you're an adoptive parent or if you're the birth parent and you don't want them to find you out. But we also have mechanisms through that process to where if the child wants to later find out, you know, something about their medical information, that there is a mechanism where they can say to the true birth parent, yes, I would be willing, or no, I wouldn't. I mean, this absolutely shuts the door such that the parent, I mean, the state will not know who the parents are. Isn't that correct?
Well, Senator, I guess I look at it like this. You know, that parent has a choice right now to abort that child. And if they would rather have this option available to them, I would rather them take this option, even if it means their anonymity.
Well, what would be the alternative? Do you think that they'll just, like, abuse the child? Or?
Yes, in some cases, and that's what spawned this entire movement across the country.
So what you're telling me is that in spite of the fact that we have the underlying law, that there still are children who parents don't give up because of the fact that they can't do it anonymously.
No, I'm not saying that, Senator. I'm saying because of the 5-day window, we need to expand it to 45.
Well, could we expand it to 45 and get rid of the part about not telling who you are? I mean, I just kind of think that the state ought to know who's giving up their child. I'm okay with putting the protections in there and saying, you give up your child, you're absolutely protected, and, you know, nobody can give the information, but I think the state ought to know. And because one of the reasons is for the interest of the child. The child might at some point have a very valid medical reason for being able to access that. And so I'm wondering, would you be open to just, you know, removing the part about not required to provide any identifying information?
Well, Senator, I guess I just don't share your concerns in that situation. I mean, this is a bill that's about protecting the child. We're not focusing on the parent. The parent is not the focus
of this
legislation.
Well, I'm wanting to protect the child, too.
The parent is not the focus of these protections. The child is the focus of these protections. And so if adding this language would deter someone, then, yeah, I would have to be opposed to it.
Yeah, I'm not sure from what you've told me that this business about absolute anonymity is important to the what you're trying to do here in the bill. And it concerns me because, you know, I am aware of cases where adults, you know, people in their 20s need for a medical reason to track down their birth parents. And here, you know, they are able to do it under our system. And so I'm just thinking, I just would kind of like to have the identity of the parents recorded somewhere, you know? And so I would like to offer that up as an amendment if the amendment people are listening.
Well, Senator, if you would like to offer that big government amendment, we can surely debate it.
Okay, let me inquire of the senator from Barton. Mr. President?
Senator from Buchanan.
Might I inquire of the senator from Barton?
Senator from Barton, do you yield?
Do, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Senator, have you listened to my discussion here?
Senator, I'm sorry. I was called off the floor, and I was not able to hear.
Well, if you look at this bill on page 2, basically what it says is that if you have a child and you want to go and voluntarily relinquish the child, that no person shall attempt to induce a parent into revealing the identity of the person giving up the child. So let's just say you have a child, you are the father of the child, and you want to go and give up the child. Well, then they're not even supposed to ask you who you are. I mean, I would say that this is a real major change in the law. I mean, like, I am prohibited by this bill from even asking you, well, what's your name? I'm prohibited from inducing you to reveal your identity.
Senator, and I don't know legally what induce or coerce.
Well, induce would mean ask you. To induce you to give up your identity would say, please tell me your identity. I would be inducing you to do that.
Okay, that would be all it would take. So and I don't know whether there's an answer to that, whether there would be a way
to... How do you feel about this? I mean, like, if let's just say that you are a person who was given up for adoption
by
your mom and dad, and then you're 20 years old and the doctor says, you know, you have symptoms that might, you know, you might be having some genetic disease. We need to know. Because you, for one thing, you might have a brother or sister, you know, or let's just say that you need a bone marrow transplant. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, and I can understand as a physician, you know, how that you would certainly like to have that information. Now, Are you in the process of getting something drafted?
Well, there's another amendment pending, so I'm not in that big of a hurry. But the bottom line of it is that I myself feel that if we're going to be a ward of someone, I mean, the state is now going to be a ward of someone. This will be a foster care child.
Yeah, I understand your concern. I, as a doctor particularly, I think Senator from Clay's, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but just in reading through this and his comment about the focus here is on the child, you know, my guess is what he's thinking is he wants to make it as easy as possible for someone to relinquish that child if they're not going to adequately care for it. You're saying that the way the language is written now, they can't even ask them. You know, they couldn't even just say, you don't have to give me your name, but we'd love to have your name. We might want it for medical records down the road. And they could explain to them that they didn't have to give it.
Well, do you think that a person should be able to go up and say, here's this child that I have, and I'm just going to just give it to you, and you don't even get to know. You, the state of Missouri, are going to now be forever in charge of taking care of this baby and until it turns age 21, but you don't even get to know who I am? I mean, I'm kind of thinking maybe we ought to know the identity of them.
Well, and
you never know what's going to happen, you know? I mean, what...
I don't disagree with... I mean, I try to look at this from both sides. On the one side, if the state was in fact... if the parents were coming to the state and trying to talk the state in to get taking the child, you know, saying, look, would you please take them? Then the state could be in a position of saying, well, look, we'll only take them if you'll give us this, 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 and this. I think the direction from the senator here is that, and I think we've got, if we could interrupt our debate just for a minute.
We have some guests that need to be.
Three senators on the floor. Senator from Lewis, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I wish to seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the gallery behind me, we have Dennis Miller's Kirksville Area Homeschoolers. There's 10 students with the high school civics class, and I just had a good visit with them.
One of the things that the senator from St. Genevieve and I were talking, he said that, you know, people were just leaving the babies on doorsteps, dumping them in trash cans, and so on. I understand that, but at the same time, I mean, there's a tension here. There's wanting people not to do that versus, you know, at least knowing...
I think that's what the senator from Clay is trying to address, is that we're not being asked by the parents, would you please take this child? And what he's addressing is the situation where the state is saying, rather than you neglecting this child, rather than you leaving this child to die somewhere or exposed to the weather, to the elements, would you please bring them to us? And anticipating that some of those parents might say, well, I don't mind bringing them to you, but I don't want people to know who I am. And if I have to say who I am, then I won't bring them to you. I think that's where the senator from Clay is. Now, I could see some satisfaction in changing the language just so that it allowed the information to be inquired of, but made sure that the state notified the parents that you do not have to provide this information. That wouldn't satisfy it in every case as a physician, because there may still be situations like your bone marrow example that you wouldn't be able to trace it through. But, you know, the world's not perfect, Senator, and I think that's what we have to acknowledge here.
Well, one thing that I'm wondering is...
It was made perfect.
The child is taken to the hospital. Or I'm sorry, the child is given over and then taken to a hospital for examination. Well, between the time that the child is given and the examination is completed to make sure that there's nothing, you know, no sign of physical abuse... Is the parent, like, detained, you know, during that time, or is the parent gone and we don't even know their identity? You know, there needs to be something to show that, you know, this child is given over, that we, the state, know that there's nothing nefarious been going on with this child. I mean...
Well, and I think if it was a private... charity that was doing this, they could set the rules. They could say, look, if you want us to take this child, we are going to want this information and this information and this. And the state could do that as well. The state could say, here's what you have to do for us to take the child. I just don't think that's the perspective and the approach that precipitated this legislation. I think it's more the approach that says, what can we do so that instead of abandoning these children, they will be brought to the state and allow the state to care for them. And we're saying as a state that we would be merciful to do that. We would be happy to do that. Now, as a state, we could say we don't want to do that. And that in order to get us to do any of that, here are the requirements. I don't think that's the approach the senator from Clay has taken, because I don't think that's the view that he feels like needs to be put in statute.
Okay, well, I just really have somewhat mixed feelings, right. But I'm leaning toward the state ought to at least know who this person is. I think that they need to
proceed.
And I understand as a physician why that would be especially imperative to you, because you're thinking in terms of what if certain circumstances arise, and I as a physician am helpless because I don't know where to go or who to go to. Now, I don't know whether DNA has helped any of that or not. I mean, obviously, you could, we have a whole lot more technology today. There are things that we can do there. Whether that would help to satisfy that, I don't know. I'm not a physician.
Okay. Thank you for your
you
inquiry.
Bet. Thank
Mr.
you,
President.
Senator from Buchanan.
To inquire of the senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th. Senator from the 24th, do you yield to inquiry?
I do yield.
Proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator, for the inquiry. This bill came through your committee, I think, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
So, I trust your opinion on things like this. And this bill, basically, it says that if I take my 45-day-old baby and turn it over, then I don't have to tell anything about myself or the baby.
Yeah, I've been listening to your discussion. I was going to inquire of you. I think that you have a good point. I think that what should be the outcome is that the state should be able to ask the parent for their name, and then the parent would have the right to say, I prefer not to disclose who I am. And it should be framed in terms of, would someday in the future you be willing to accept, would be willing to have your child learn of your identity? You can remain anonymous if you'd like. Because we've had a lot of conversations, not this year, but to the previous year or two, from adult adoptees trying to find out information about their parents for lots of different reasons, one of which, the most important of which probably is medical reasons, but then there's other aspects of being an adult adoptee where you want closure, you want to know who your parents were, you want to know if you had siblings or not, and there's a lot of extraordinary stories. So I think that right now we have the law. You break the law if on the sixth day after a birth of your child you abandon that child. You've now broken the law. You can be prosecuted. So the senator from Clay's bill says, look, let's give these women 45 days by which they can come to the determination that they can't handle this caring for this child, and give them this mechanism. I think the idea of not collecting any information about who the parents are, like 100% don't collect it, I don't know that that's the right idea. I'm not sure, Senator, does your amendment mandate we collect the information?
Well,
from
what
the parents,
I would like my amendment to do is just to eliminate this portion that says that they can't ask, and I don't know that I want to mandate it, but I want the parents to have the protections that if they do it, they're not going to be prosecuted, and that's later in the bill. But I think that I would probably just eliminate the subsection 4.
Yes, sir. My memory's a little foggy on this issue. I haven't really worked on that this session, but I think if you're a woman, you're going to give your child up for adoption. I think you can organize that adoption in such a way where you can keep your anonymity. I don't know, I'm not going to try to pronounce that word. You can keep your who you are away from your child. You can actually organize and say, look, I don't want my adult child to come find me later in life. And actually, some of the things we passed have allowed a third party to actually seek out the parent, go to the parent, say, look, do you want to make yourself known to your child, your orphan child? And the answer can be no. And then the second thing could be, well, do you want to let medical information go to your child? And then they actually have the ability to go to siblings and ask the same question. Do you want to, you know, you have a child, a sibling who was an orphan and that kind of thing. So I think that the question that should be asked to the parent who is abandoning, if there's a parent to question at all, is to say, you're giving up your child. Would you, in some later date, like your child to maybe know who you are or have the ability to contact you? And this mechanism that exists now, I mean, we actually passed a law, I think, 2 years ago, if memory serves me well, that once somebody's past a certain age, once the biological parents are past a certain age, are known to have been dead, that then it now lets the adult adoptees come in, and that information by the parent is held in record at the state, and they can access that information. So, yeah, I think it's... I think that it would be best if the parent were willing to give up their identity to the state, that the state would be allowed to collect that information.
I kind of feel like they ought to have the information. I mean, if you go and you give up a child, that's a big deal. I mean, the state ought to at least know who you are and that you did it. And I mean, let's protect them. But
yeah, I mean, I think you're right, Senator. I mean, you could say, well, we need your information, but we will protect your information such that we won't release it to your child if you don't give us permission to release it to your child. But there's a lot to be said for your idea that the state should have this information. And this has always been the challenge. A lot of pro-life groups, they're worried that if mothers who are going to give up their child have to give up their identity, that they would choose to abort rather than carry it to term. I would be less concerned. This is a law specific to women who have decided to carry to term, had the child, become overwhelmed in the first 45 days, recognize the fact they can't manage this child. So, you know, I think the idea that a child... Think about what this logic. So logic would say, hey, don't require this woman to share her identity, because if she has to share her identity when she chooses to abandon her child... Knowing that, then she will choose not to carry the child to term. These women that are having these children, I think they intend to care for the child. That's why they carry them to term, and they're overwhelmed after the fact. So I don't think that logic applies so distinctly. So I guess I'm in favor of your amendment, but I could actually have it be where the state should just inquire, and or collect the data and then provide protections to the mother to say that if you don't want this ever to be released to your child, then you have that right too. So,
I assume that under the existing law, you have to tell who you are. And so if we just don't do anything with regard to this bill, I think that's what it would revert to.
Well, then I think your amendment's a good idea, and I'd like to see this law pass and extend it to 45 days. And I think this one issue that you're discussing and bringing to our attention today, maybe that's something that a companion bill will be filed next year to say, last year we did this, we did the right thing, we went to 45 days, and this one issue was still hanging on whether or not the parents should be identified or not. I think you're probably right that whatever happens now for the five-day period will be the same thing that happens in the 45-day period. So,
in your committee hearing, did anybody talk about whether this was done in other states?
Yes, well, not this aspect of the bill. The focus was almost entirely upon the time, the length of time.
The 45-day thing.
Yeah, that was the general consensus and the understanding, and then some of the senators have offered amendments. There was concern about how to get the information out there, how to educate, and some of those things have been addressed in the amendments.
Well, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and sit down and let the other amendment progress, and then I'll see if I can't work on this.
Thanks, Senator.
Does any of the senators desire to be heard on Senate Amendment Number 3? Senator from the 15th? Oh, no, sorry, Senator from the 14th.
President, I'd like to inquire of the Senator from the 24th.
Senator from 24th, do you yield? Proceed.
Senator, I do remember when this bill came up in committee, and you are absolutely correct. We focused on the time period. And I was listening very carefully to what was being stated earlier. And, you know, I... just from my perspective, I just want these children to get to, these babies to get to a safe place.
Right.
So ultimately, they are loved and are with a family that is going to take care of them. And that should be the primary goal. I mean, and I've never been in the situation. I don't know if you know anyone who's been in the situation who has given their baby up within the first 2 months of their birth. But, I just kind of see certain situations where these mothers are panicking and, a lot may be going on in their mind, and they just want these babies to be at a safe harbor, just be in a place where they can be taken care of. And so I actually don't mind the language the way that it is in the bill. The difference is going to be settled out in, I guess, the next few minutes, but the number one priority should remain that these children are put into a place where they're loved. And I just really hope that we don't put too much emphasis on this amendment, because I still would like to see the bill move forward, because it's very deserving. The information that we received after the hearing is that where Missouri is positioned is inadequate for the surrounding states that have a longer period. And I think, what are we at, 5 days?
Yeah, most certainly we need to go to this 45-day period of time with certainty. I would say, though, Senator, we are concerned about the health of the child at that moment in their life. It's a critical moment in their life. But I've heard a tremendous amount from orphans, both inside my family and through my legislative process, where there's another aspect to the life of an orphan, which is to understanding who their, the desire to understand who their parents are, and that's something that you and I will never be challenged by, that that lack of just that knowledge, and so.
And you're right about that.
We close the opportunity for that ever to happen, and if we don't at least ask the mother, would you be willing to, have your name be stored in, known to the state, and you can choose now not to have it be known to your child. Like I said, the law we passed in 2011 allows the mother to die, and then the adult parent, could be 60 years old, finally find out who their mom was. And we hear from hundreds, if not thousands, of 60, 70-year-old orphans who, when they finally find out who their parents were, it's an important thing to them. It's a very meaningful thing. And then just medical history. I mean, with the changes in our medical technology, the gene therapies that exist, and knowing some, having the capacity to understand, the genetic makeup of your parent, we don't know how important that could be in the future. Again, I kind of think what's supposed to happen is the state's supposed to say, okay, you've left this child here. We need to know who you are, and we're going to keep that information completely private to the state. Unless you desire to have it be known to your child when they're 18, you can tell us that now if you want. I think that information has to be gathered.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate your perspective on this, and you do know, and you do have a different, you have an additional input to place in this conversation, and I'm just really glad and grateful for that. But I just really want to see this move forward.
Now, this bill, this is very important that this extension of these days pass as soon as possible. I don't know if
Absolutely. That's
an emergency clause or not, but I mean, that's something that our state needs to get realigned ASAP. And then that's where I'd be more inclined to let more information flow, and then you come back next year and have a hearing on, well, let's talk about how do the rights of the mother with respect to their information be made private? How does that compare to a normal adoption, a woman who carries a term and gives up the child, and maybe have a technical fix or just a more detailed fix to that. Mm-hmm. But I think we do need to go from 5 to 4.
Well, I certainly would like to see that, and I welcome that conversation in the future. Thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment number 3? Seeing none, Senator from the 3rd, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, before I close, I just want to make sure, with all the dialogue that's taken place over the last several minutes, that people realize that this amendment that I have proposed is about allowing school districts to have in their educational program an opportunity to share what the safe harbor is all about. And with that, I close.
Senator from the third has moved for adoption of Senate number 3. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We have adopted Senate amendment number 3. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment, and I move for its adoption, and I seek a waiver of the reading. It's been previously distributed.
Send your amendment forward. A waiver will be granted. Would you like to explain your amendment?
Yes. There are 8 service funds statewide, and what I am trying to do, establish in this amendment, is to allow for preventive services designed to prevent substance abuse and emotional abuse to be enacted in these different service funds that we have throughout the state. What we are realizing, and a couple of my state representatives in my district have realized, is that in the boards of these 8 service funds, they are interpreting the law in an expanded way. And I wanted to make sure that the way that they interpret the law is actually the law. So what I am also doing is just to make sure that children who may be involved in juvenile delinquency have the opportunity to be serviced by one of these 8 service funds throughout the state.
All right. Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment number 4? Senator from the Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. So briefly inquire of the senator.
Senator from 14th, do you yield?
Yes.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Again, I apologize. I know you were trying to talk to me about this before we actually brought it up, and I appreciate you reaching out to me in that. I don't have any issues with your amendment. I just wanted to let you know that, and I apologize that I wasn't able to talk with you more in depth before you had the opportunity to bring it up. But I have no issues with the senator from the 14th Amendment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment number 4? Seeing none, Senator from 14th, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from 14th moves for the adoption of Senate Amendment number 4. As many of are of the opinion, that motion shall carry. Say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We've adopted Senate Amendment number 4. Senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, I have an amendment. It has been distributed and asked for a waiver of the reading.
Send your amendment forward. A waiver will be granted. Would you like to explain your amendment?
Sure. Mr. President, this amendment is my meningitis bill. This amendment requires the Department of Health and Senior Services to develop an informational brochure relating to meningococcal disease. The brochure must be available on the department's website, and the department must notify each school district and charter school of the brochure's availability. School districts and charter schools must provide a copy of the brochure to parents, and form information that must be included in the brochure is described in the amendment. This amendment also requires each student attending a public institution of higher education who lives in on-campus housing to receive the meningococcal vaccine unless he or she has a medical or religious exemption. The Department of Health and Senior Services must oversee, supervise, and enforce the requirement.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment number 5? Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from the 13th.
Senator from the 13th, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, we heard this bill in the Veterans and Health Committee, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And
Yes.
What I'm asking is, did you make some changes to the language?
We did. It was much more restrictive. We required it in private and public before, and we changed that. We also required it in K-12, and we changed that just to require that they receive the brochure and the parents receive the information about the disease.
Right, and you... you have the blessing of the Department of Health and Senior Services on this language, correct?
That I don't remember if they testified. I believe they testified for it, but I can't remember.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm almost certain they did.
Over here is nodding, and I believe that they did. And basically what I just want to say is that I believe that this language that you have here is good language. It will help prevent the spread of meningococcus, and that it has been vetted through the department, and it's good to go.
Right, and I want to thank you, Senator, because you did raise some questions in committee that helped me educate myself more thoroughly on the subject, and I learned a lot, and
anyway,
I appreciate that.
I support your amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from the 13th, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from 13th moves for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 5. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Senator from the 22nd, Jefferson.
I have an amendment. I believe it's been distributed. I ask that the reading be waived.
Send your amendment forward. A waiver of the reading is granted. Would you like to explain your amendment?
Yeah, Mr. President, first I'd move adoption of the amendment. Once Senate Amendment 2 was adopted, which changed the title to Child Abuse and Neglect, I had a bill a couple years ago. What I thought was my proudest moment in my time in the legislature, it was Aaron's Law. It was named after a young lady from Chicago who was sexually abused multiple times by family members, and she had been going across the country trying to get legislatures to adopt Aaron's Law. What we did back then is set up a task force of, you can see it in the amendment, almost every interest group that would have any knowledge about child sexual abuse, and they came up with age-appropriate curriculum, a whole multitude of things, and once the task force was finished, nothing ever happened with it. DESE decided to ignore the recommendations. So basically what my amendment does is it said that DESE must adopt the curriculum and the recommendations from the task force on a sexual abuse and neglect. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment Number 6? Seeing none, Senator from Jefferson, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
You've heard the motion from Senator from Jefferson on Senate Amendment Number 6. As many of are of the opinion, that motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We've adopted Senate Amendment Number 6. Senator from Buchanan.
An amendment. It has been distributed.
Send your amendment forward.
I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
A waiver will be granted.
Thank
you. Would you like to explain your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the amendment. Basically, this amendment would remove the words under subsection 4 right up to the words any person who obtains information on the relinquishing parent. So what it does is it allows for the state to know the identity of the child or the parent who is relinquishing the child. And if I might, I would like to inquire of the senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th is not in the chamber. Sergeant. Senator from the 24th, do you yield? Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I've distributed my amendment and moved for its adoption. Basically, on page 2, it takes out, under subsection 4, 6 lines and then the word addition. So it would just start with, any person who obtains information on the relinquishing parent shall not disclose such information except to the following. And then it, so that they could disclose that information.
Okay.
Now, my thinking is, for one thing, if you look at the definitions on the previous page, there's the definition of non-relinquishing parent and relinquishing parent. And basically, if you look up, it says under what's to happen with relinquishing parent on page 4, it just says... under subsection 8, it talks about that the non-relinquishing parent shall take steps necessary to establish parentage and so on.
How is the non-relinquishing parent even going to know if they don't get the identity of the other parent? I mean, the identity of the other parent is important.
Yeah, no, I understand your point, Senator. And it's not, it wouldn't necessarily be unlikely. I mean, this is another very complicated issue surrounding all this, isn't it? It's the paternity. I mean, there is a chance the father doesn't even know that he's the father of this child, that then the mother is going to relinquish. And to your point is, if her identity is not made known,
there might be a compelling state interest to go after the non-relinquishing parent for some, you know, child support.
Well, there also might be a desire on the part of the non-relinquishing parent to know that all this went down, you know? There may be a foster parent, or, I mean, maybe the mother gives up her parental rights. But again, with technology...
Well, I guess what the bottom line for this amendment is, you have to compare and contrast the benefit to the state and to everyone concerned of knowing who this child and who this parent is versus the risk that if we pass this amendment, that some parent somewhere, by virtue of having to tell, might hurt or kill their child. And I just have to think that any parent who cares enough to give their child over for adoption would not be someone who would be likely to kill their child.
I would tend to agree with you, Senator.
Okay. Well,
I'll support your amendment.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment Number 7? Senator from the 10th, what reason do you rise?
Inquire of the senator from Buchanan.
Senator, do you yield?
Yes.
Proceed.
Senator, I have some concerns about your amendment, and I just want to make sure I fully understand what you're doing here. It's my understanding that now if someone wants to take advantage of this protection, that they're going to have to relinquish or release their identity when they drop the child off. Is that correct?
Okay, well, when you say now, do you mean before the passage of the bill under the current law, or do you mean that after my amendment would go on?
After your amendment would go on.
Okay, well, right now, I believe that you do have to tell who you are under the current law. And under this bill, I think you do. How else will there be a parent and a relinquishing parent?
Well, maybe this is some confusion, but Senator, my understanding of the purpose of the underlying bill is that we created a law that said if you had a person who had a child and they were at risk of doing something harmful to that child, that they could, no questions asked, drop that child off at a safe place, whether it be a fire department or a police department. And my concern, Senator, is if that we start requiring them to give their information, that this is going to increase the number of children who are harmed. It's going to increase, frankly, in my opinion, you might have an increase in termination of pregnancies because you've got folks who are, you know, scared from the beginning.
Well, Senator, I think that you misunderstand my amendment.
Maybe I do.
My amendment deletes words. It doesn't say, I haven't added any words that say that you have to tell. See, my argument to you is that if you now don't have to tell, then why put words into the bill that say you don't have to tell?
Say that last sentence again.
If it is true that you now don't have to tell, why add words that say you don't have to tell?
Okay, because, and that's your concern.
No. I'm just saying that, do you believe that under current law you don't have to tell?
I do believe that, but that's without having looked at this issue for several years.
Okay, well, what I would say is that if you believe that, then why would you insist that words be added that say you don't have to tell? See, I have to tell you, I believe that you do have to tell right now. I think you do have to tell. I think that if you read the language in the bill that's underlying, there's enough there that you do need to tell who you are.
Okay. Thank you for your inquiry, Senator. Mr. President?
From 10th.
I would just like to speak against the amendment. I have some concerns that this amendment is going to gut the purpose of this legislation. I just fundamentally disagree with the senator from Buchanan. My concern is that this language gets on, we could have an increase in the number of deaths or harm to children that are unwanted for whatever reason, that the purpose behind this bill is a safe haven, a place for someone who is confused and doesn't know what to do, that they be able to drop their child off, no questions asked. My concern is by removing this language that we would be hurting that purpose. I also have a fear that this might increase the number of termination of pregnancies moving forward, meaning increased abortions in the state of Missouri. Because this is a situation where anything we can do to encourage someone to bring their child to full term, and then if they have confusion and scared, and they're scared and they need this opportunity to be able to have a safe haven, I want them to be able to have that with no questions asked. So for those reasons, I'm speaking against this amendment.
Senator from Clay, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to speak against the amendment.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I agree with everything the senator from the 10th just said. Clearly, this is a bill that is focused on children. This is a bill that is focused on saving and protecting children, not upon the state gathering more information. We just spent 2 weeks talking about the state gathering too much information about people. I'm kind of shocked that now we have an amendment here to mandate the state gather more information. But this bill is focused on how can we get these children out of this potentially dangerous situation and into a safe place? I believe that the act of saving a child from being abused or from being potentially killed supersedes any state need to know anything about these people. And if we are going to put this, by removing this language, put that burden on the parents and put them in a situation where they have to make a choice that could lead to them not giving the child over and instead, abusing the child, I'm just not willing to make that choice, Mr. President. So I would ask my colleagues to defeat the amendment.
Does any other senators desire to be heard on Senate Amendment Number 7? Seeing none, Senator from Buchanan, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. This has never been done in any other state, according to what we've heard. This of allowing for total voluntary, anonymous relinquishing of a baby has not been done. Now, right now, there are children who are left in a basket on a doorstep. What we're doing is we're saying, you can do that legally. Well, the whole point of the underlying law was to stop you from doing that legally, but to give you protection so that your baby could be safe. And there are good medical reasons to keep track of who a parent is. One of them is that a child later in life might develop the need for, say, a bone marrow transplant, and to have an option of knowing, to allow a person to take this baby to the hospital and absolutely prohibit law enforcement or any hospital employee from asking who you are. Who are you? And writing it down makes no sense. Offer them the protections, but why not at least keep track of it in case something bad comes to light later on? In order to be consistent with the rest of the language regarding relinquishing and non-relinquishing parents, how can a non-relinquishing parent even be made aware of the situation if there is nobody told who this child is? I mean, if I were a non-relinquishing parent, I would want to at least have somebody know. Who is this child? Who are you? Write it down. Give them the protection, but for gosh sakes, we need to know who they are. And with that, I close.
Senator from Buchanan moves for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 7. All those to the opinion that motion shall carry, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no.
No.
The noes appear to have it. The noes do have it. The amendment fails. Any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 256? Seeing none, Senator from Clay is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think this bill will be a great step forward in providing a safe haven for the children.